Unit 6. Competitions. Part C. Listening.
What are you reading, Paul?
The History of Boston Marathon.
It sounds interesting. How often is it held?
Every year, in the USA.
When did it begin?
In 1897. And the same year, John McDermott won the first Boston Athletic Association Marathon.
Who was John McDermott? Where did he come from?
He was the first man who won the first Boston Marathon in the USA. He came from New York.
How long did it take him to reach the finish?
He clocked 2 hours, 50 minutes and 10 seconds.
Did women have the right to participate in long distance running?
Yes, but not until 1967. Women were formally accepted to take part in the Boston races. A few years later, Kuskic became the first official female champion.
When did she win the race?
In 1972. There were 8 women starting the race and all 8 finished.
Is the race held for only American people?
No. Each year, more runners from every part of the world join it. In 1984, 6,164 runners from 34 countries ran in the marathon.
What are the rules of the Boston Marathon?
Well, the Boston race is about 42 kilometres. Runners have to go through 13 towns during the race. It ends in the centre of Boston.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Test yourself, B. Listening. In 776 BC, the Olympic Games were held at the foot of Mount Olympus to honour the Greek chief god Zeus. The Greeks emphasised physical fitness and strength in their education of youth. Contests in running, jumping, discus and javelin throwing, boxing and horse chariot racing were held in individual cities, and the winners of these local contests competed every 4 years at Mount Olympus. Winners were greatly honoured by having olive wreaths placed on their heads, and poems were sung about their deeds. Originally, these were held as games of friendship, and any wars in progress were halted to allow the games to take place. The Greeks attached so much importance to these games that they calculated time in 4-year cycles called Olympiads, dating from 776 BC.